Hello, hi, and welcome or welcome back to the Strategic Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Blue, and I'm a business astrologer and strategist here to help you bring astrology into your business strategy so that you can grow and scale your business. As always, I'm really excited to be bringing you yet another episode. And today we are talking about one of my favorite astrological placements, the Midheaven. And some of the misconceptions that the Midheaven falls into. I'm going to be breaking down assumptions that people have about the Midheaven and what it actually means. And most importantly, how you can use it to grow and scale your business. So if you want to know more about that, then keep listening. So the Midheaven is very often misunderstood. It has this reputation of being the only thing to consider in your birth chart when it comes to finding your career. And like everything else, it exists within your chart, which means that it is in relationship with the other planets, the other signs, everything else that goes into your birth chart. Alongside your Midheaven can be used to figure out the best business for you. Specifically, when I think about misconceptions with the Midheaven, the one that is most prevalent is, again, this idea that the Midheaven's the only thing you should be considering when it comes to career and business in astrology. It really just hurts my heart when I see other astrologers online make the claim that if you're a certain Midheaven sign, then business is best for you. Because it just puts this unrealistic expectation on what the Midheaven actually is. The meaning of the Midheaven can be determined by so much more than just the Midheaven itself. And often when I'm doing consultations with clients, whether it's on their specific Midheaven placement, or it's on their entire business astrology, and we're really digging into the specifics of how to use it alongside their business, we're actually looking at so much in just the birth chart. Alone with the Midheaven, there's so many components that determine it, right, and create it. So there's a sign that rules it, right, the house that it's in, because the Midheaven can also exist outside of just a 10th house. There's planet that rules the sign of that Midheaven, the aspects, the relationships between certain planets. Even if you have an empty house, meaning that there are no planets in the house where your Midheaven falls into, or if there are planets there, right? How is that energy being amplified? So much goes into determining what the Midheaven actually means. And so I think it's very important to get clear on what the Midheaven's role truly is. And the way that I see it and interpret it is that the role of the Midheaven is more of a guide than a dictator. It is not here to determine your fate by itself alone. It's not here to force and it's not here to command. Instead, it is here to guide you towards the path of highest alignment. It is here to guide you towards the energy of what is going to be most supportive of your astrological energy. And it does that by taking into consideration what is going on in the other houses. It's a culmination energy that is built up from the other wealth houses. So if we see the wealth houses, the sixth house, second house, and the 10th house, it can be looked at as a journey through the 12 houses. Your second house helps you to determine your offer development from looking at what are your most monetizable skills and how can you use that and be of best service to others. Once you have that, then you can look to the sixth house to create the structure and stability needed for not only those offers to thrive at their highest capacity, but for you to also create the foundation for a truly sustainable business. And then we have the 10th house, which as the most visible house in the birth chart, it is the highest point in your birth chart. This can help dictate what is your public reputation, what is the public insight and impact of the work that you do, and most importantly, what is the legacy energy that you are building over time. All of this alongside your Midheaven to determine the energy that is best supportive for you and by extension, your business. And so again, the role of your midheaven here is not to force you into very limiting boxes or to force you into something that just doesn't fit. I really want to drive home this whole point of divorcing the idea of your midheaven being the only thing that determines what your best business is. And also breaking out of this box that if you have a certain sign, that means that you can only limit yourself to certain businesses. Even with all of its visibility, the midheaven alone cannot be enough to determine what your business should be. In fact, knowing your midheaven is really only the first step. So in order to truly use the midheaven in its highest capacity, you have to really shift out of this mindset and really embrace the fact that if your midheaven is a guide, where is it leading you? Where does it want you to go? And what is going to be most supportive of that energy and its desires? The midheaven is also meant to be used as a guide alongside not just the other placements in your chart, but your own free will. Even outside of astrology, it amazes me how often my clients are really living out their astrological line because they have that intuition, that instinctual knowing of where they're being called, what interests them, and where it is that they really want to be. And so in that way, we can see the entirety of the astrology chart being used as a guide and the midheaven being the leader of that guide, right? To pull you in the direction that you're meant to be in. But in order to bring astrology into your business and specifically to have your business be in alignment with your midheaven, you have to consider the fact that you're also carrying your own lived experience, your own ideas, your own expertise of what you have already done, what you have helped people to do, what you have achieved on your own, and how astrology can be a support, can be a tool to help further you along that path. That is how you truly bring alignment between your astrological chart, your astrological energy, and then also the gifts that you naturally carry. And so if you want to dig deeper into all of this and how to use the midheaven in your business, I want to invite you to join me in my brand spanking new Midheaven Masterclass. It's happening live on Monday, May 6th. And don't worry, if you're catching this after that date, then you can still catch the masterclass. It's always going to be available. And we're really going to dig into the specifics of what the midheaven truly is, and also how you can use its energy as it's meant to in order to grow and scale your business. The link to the masterclass is going to be in the show notes and description, so make sure that you check that out, as well as the links to everything else that I've mentioned in today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you in the masterclass. Bye.